You are about to enter another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone. What you're looking at is a ghost, once alive but now deceased. Once upon a time, it was a baseball stadium that housed a major league ball club known as the Hoboken Zephyrs. Now it houses nothing but memories and a wind that stirs in the high grass of what was once an outfield. A wind that sometimes bears a faint ghostly resemblance to the roar of a crowd that once sat here. We're back in time now, when the Hoboken Zephyrs were still a part of the National League. And this mausoleum of memories was an honest-to-Pete stadium. But since this is strictly a story of make-believe, it has to start this way. Once upon a time in Hoboken, New Jersey, it was tryout day.
Several players do jumping jacks.
And though he's not yet on the field, you're about to meet a most unusual fella. A left-handed pitcher named Casey.
The batter hits a ground ball. The third baseman goes over, and the ball goes between his legs. The pitcher throws a pitch, and then hobbles back to the mound. The manager turns away from the field with a pensive look on his face. Then walks to the dugout, where a man in a business suit is sitting.
Grand-looking bunch of boys, huh?
Who are you expecting, the All-Stars? You stick up a tryout sign for a last division club that happens to be 31 games out of first. This is the material you usually round up.
This is the material you usually round up. You're general manager of this club. Why don't you get me some ball players?
You'd know what to do with them? 20 games out of fourth place. And the only big average we got is a manager with the widest mouth in either league. Maybe you better get reminded. When the Hoboken Zephyrs win one game, we gotta call it a streak. Oh, buddy boy, when contract time comes around, you don't have to.
Again, the pitcher throws and hobbles.
How's Fletcher doing?
Are you kidding? He pitched one inning last week and only allowed 6 runs. That makes him our most valuable player of the month.
Dugout.
Yeah. Who?
Want to look at a pitcher?
At this point, I'll even look at you.
Send him over. He's a lefty.
Lefty Schmefty. What's the difference? He's got more than one arm and less than 4. He's for us. Hey, Mo!
To the catcher.
Yeah!
Fletcher can quit now. I got a new boy coming down. Catch him for a while.
Check!
You got the lineup for tonight?
I'm working on it.
Who's pitching?
I just feel them one by one. Who's ever warm goes to the mound.
More jumping jacks.
All right, Chavez. Stop already with the calisthenics. That guy in the end's turning blue.
They stop the jumping jacks and sit down on the field. The manager goes down to the water fountain in the dugout.
Mr. McGarry?
Says a bespectacled man in a suit. McGarry gets up from the water fountain.
All right, what's the gag? Did this muttonhead put you up to it? You're the pitcher, huh? Big joke. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
The
Big
GM
joke.
Walks off.
No, no, I'm not the pitcher. I'm Dr. Stillman. Though, of course, I have thrown baseballs in my time. That was before the war.
Yeah? Which war?
Ah, here comes Casey now.
A tall, blonde man.
He's the pitcher.
The batter hits a fly ball, and Casey turns to watch it. And it bounces off of Casey's head. Casey continues to walk down the dugout towards McGarry and Stillman.
Casey, this is Mr. McGarry, the manager of the Zephyrs.
Casey extends his hand.
No, no, no. Your right hand, Casey. Your right hand.
He switches and grabs McGarry's hand.
Oh. Oh.
McGarry grimaces.
Oh. Oh.
Casey maintains his grip on McGarry's hand.
You can let go now, Casey.
See that fellow out there with the big mitt? He's what is known as a catcher. His name is Monk. Go on out and throw him a few.
Thanks very much, Mr. McGarry.
Put your cap on, Casey.
Casey dons his baseball cap.
Good lad.
And heads in a straight line toward home plate. Barely missing a tryout player doing jumping jacks. McGarry and Stoneman follow.
All right, I see.
The tryout player stops and walks away. McGarry and Stoneman watch as Casey takes the mound. The windup. And the pitch.
You his father?
His father? Casey's? Oh, no. He has no father. Well, I am what you might call his, creator.
McGarry looks at him quizzically.
How old is he?
Well, now, that's a little difficult to say.
Well, guess.
Now, what I mean is, it's hard to be chronological when discussing Casey's age, because he's only been in existence 3 weeks.
McGarry turns his head again.
Now, what I mean is that he has the physique and the mind of a boy of 22. But in terms of how long he's been here, well, now, the answer to that would be 3 weeks.
McGarry continues to stare at him.
Want to go over that again?
Oh, it's not too difficult, really. You see, I made Casey. I built him. He's a robot. Now, these are the blueprints I worked from.
Showing him the blueprints, McGarry looks up at the sky.
Why do you have to pick on me all the time? Huh?
They look back at the field. Another windup.
That's his fastball.
The catcher gets up and steps toward the mound. Smoke wafts from the catcher's mitt. He takes his hand out of the mitt, puts it back in, then throws the ball back to the pitcher. Casey starts his windup. McGarry's and Stillman's heads follow the ball up and down and around. The batter and catcher shift back and forth.
That's his curve.
Next pitch.
That's a snowball.
Stillman looks at his watch.
He's a bit late.
McGarry turns his head towards Stillman.
Well, look, I'll, why don't you wait right here, huh?
Uh-huh. McGarry heads for home plate and stands behind the catcher.
All right, let me see that fastball.
The batter whiffs.
All right, the slow ball.
The batter whiffs and whiffs again. The catcher gets up and turns toward McGarry.
You see that kid? He's the best pitcher I ever caught.
Yeah, Mark, I saw it.
He picks up. I saw it.
McGarry shoves his towel into the catcher's mask.
A curve, a slider. He's got a fastball almost caught the glove on my hand.
Take a shower.
He pitches like nothing human.
The catcher walks off. McGarry saunters back to Stillman.
Well, he's rough, Doc. He's plenty rough, but I think we can give him a try.
He's a robot, you know.
Don't ever say that. That's one we'll just keep in the family here, huh? Don't ever say the word R-O-B-B-O-T-T. Casey, baby, want to come here?
Casey drops the ball and makes a beeline for McGarry.
Well, looks like you got a little potential there, Casey. I saw the doc here. You're a little rough, but we'll work that out. I think we'll give you a chance. I like to help young ball players, you know?
Tapping his fist against Casey.
Why don't you go down now and change your clothes, huh?
And then massaging the fist.
He does wear clothes, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure.
You go down, take a shower, and then come up, and the three of us will discuss a contract, huh?
Casey stares straight ahead.
You better go down with him and check his blueprints, Doc. I think that last slow ball shook him up.
Very well. Come on, Casey.
Stillman walks off with Casey. McGarry stretches the fingers on his sore hand. Then trots toward the dugout. Heads for the phone.
General manager's office. Beasley, draw the contract. The only thing that stands between us as a pennant is if this guy's battery goes dead or he rushes in the rain.
Never mind what I mean. You dropped the contract. Ben, come on down here. I want you to shake hands with your new ace pitcher.
He continues to massage his sore hand. Game time. The flag atop the foul pole flies out in a stiff breeze. McGarry looks out from the dugout and smiles. The Zephyrs run out from the dugout and take the field. The catcher waits on the bench as Casey comes out.
You got the signals down all right, Casey?
Yes.
Now, above all, kid, don't be nervous.
Nervous? Feel at ease, Casey, as if one of your electrodes were malfunctioning.
Nervous. Like it's two out in the ninth. You're one up and Joe DiMaggio comes to the plate looking intent.
Well, that wouldn't make me nervous. I don't know anyone named Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Rubbing his eyes.
Well, you just get in there, kid. Go ahead.
Patting him on the back. The pitcher and catcher take the field. McGarry sits on the bench next to Stillman.
Mr. McGarry, what team is Casey pitching against?
The New York Giants. Oh, I'd love to beat those Giants. But for that matter, I'd love to beat Cincinnati or Philadelphia or the Braves. Or even the Hicksville Bullets. They beat us 11-0 in spring training.
Oh, I think Casey will come through for you, Mr. McGarry.
Yeah? What's in this for you, Doc?
Oh, you mean with Casey? Oh, just scientific. It's all purely experimental. You know, I think Casey's some sort of a superman. I'd like to have that proven. Once I built a home economist, a marvelous cook. I gained 46 pounds before I had to dismantle her. Now, with Casey's skills, I consider that with his strength and accuracy, he'd be a baseball pitcher. Now, in order to have that proved, I had to have him pitch in competition. And as an acid test, to pitch in absolutely the worst ball team I could find.
Thanks a lot, Doc. You got a lot of class.
Play ball!
Later, the GM approaches McGarry in the dugout. Casey shakes off the sign. The windup. The pitch. Newspaper headlines. Zephyr rookie pitches three shutouts. Casey fans 18, ninth win in a row. Casey pitches 14th win. Zephyrs zoom to fourth place. Bench gets up. The headline, Casey beamed. Hospitalized for examination. A doctor shines a light into Casey's eyes. As McGarry, Stillman, and the GM watch.
No fracture, no concussion, reflexes seem normal. I think you're going to be all right, Mr. Casey.
And proceeds to take
I
his pulse.
All I kept thinking about was, there goes Casey, there goes the pennant, there goes the series.
There goes your career.
The doctor continues to look at his watch.
Yes, sir, Mr. Casey. I think you're in good shape here.
Waiting for a pulse.
Although when I heard how hard that ball hit you, I wondered to myself how...
Tapping on his watch. McGarry and Stillman watch from the other side of the room. The doctor takes out his stethoscope. Listens to Casey's chest. McGarry watches intently.
Cough, Mr. Casey.
McGarry comes over and steps in front of the doctor.
Well, there's nothing wrong. What are you prying for? Well, there's not a thing wrong. Everything is just fine. It's just that...
Just that what?
Well, this man doesn't have any pulse. No heartbeat. This man isn't alive.
He'll have to come out now, Mr. McGarry.
What's this all about, Marth? What are you trying to pull off?
Well, you're not going to like this, Beasley, but
Doctor, I think you should know this before you go any further. This man hasn't a pulse or a heartbeat because he doesn't have a heart. He's a robot.
McGarry reaches into his pocket.
A what?
That's right. A robot.
Takes out a bottle of pills.
You're sure?
By all means, I built him.
And he's been pitching for the Hoboken Zephyrs.
Looking at the GM.
Under the circumstances, as team physician, I'm afraid I must notify the baseball commissioner. Casey, move over.
McGarry takes a pill, washes it down with water. Later, a man holds up a book.
Article 6, Section 2, the baseball code. I quote, a team shall consist of 9 men. End of quote. Men, understand? Not robots. He's suspended. That's my final decision.
Commissioner, to all intents and purposes, he is human. Casey.
Walking over to the hospital bed.
Talk to him. Tell him about yourself.
What should I say?
You see, he talks better than me. And he's a lot smarter than most of those muttonheads I got in the club.
He is not human.
How human do you want him? He's got arms and legs and a face and he talks.
And no heart. He doesn't even own a heart. How could he be human without a heart?
Beasley hasn't got a heart either. He owns 40% of the club.
That's it, gentlemen. He doesn't have a heart, that means he isn't human. That's a clear violation of the baseball code. Therefore, he doesn't play.
Mr. Commissioner.
Standing up.
Suppose we gave him a heart.
Approaching him.
If that's the essential thing that makes him different, I think I could operate and supply him with a heart.
You can do that.
No trouble at all.
The commissioner turns to Casey.
You want to play?
Of course he wants to play.
Holding Casey's arm. Stillman and the commissioner look at each other.
You're sure?
I guarantee it.
If he were to be given a heart...
To the doctor.
Would you classify him as a... Well, what I mean is, would you call him a...
You had me fooled even without one.
All right, all right. With a heart, I'll give him a temporary okay until the league meeting in October. Then we'll have to take it up.
The GM nods his head.
Oh, the other clubs are going to scream bloody murder. I can just hear DeRocher now.
Well, then it's all settled. Casey gets a heart, an accreditation as being a human, and the Hoboken Zephyr. Take it, Marty.
McGarry leans over to Casey.
The Hoboken Zephyrs win the pennant for the first time in 23 years.
Later, in the locker room.
Operator. Operator. Operator, are you sure you're ringing the right number? Yeah, operator, that's it. Thank you very much, operator.
Any news?
I don't know. The operator can't get any answer at Dr. Stillman's house.
Maybe he's still in the middle of the operation.
So he's still in the middle of the operation. What's the matter? He can't use one hand to pick up a phone? Well, I can't wait any longer. I gotta get in the lineup. Corrigan, you start.
Facing the floor.
Followed by O'Hara, Smith, and Jones. Now listen, you guys. That's the enemy out there. That's the New York Giants. And while you're out there playing today, I want you to remember that there's a big fella named Casey lying on a table, struggling for his life. And I know the last thing he said just before that knife went into his chest. He said, go out there, Zephyrs, and win this one for the big guy.
The catcher wipes his face with a towel.
Pull yourself together, Monk. And I'll tell you something else, you guys.
Picking up a jersey.
From now on, there's going to be a ghost in the dugout. Number 7.
Stillman enters.
Old number 7.
With Casey in street clothes.
So just before you go to bat, I want you to look over to where he used to sit. Of course, he's going to be there. He's going to be there in spirit. And he's going to be yelling for us. And rooting for us and screaming, go, Zephyrs, go, go, go!
He turns toward Casey.
Hiya, Casey. And I'll tell you something else about the big guy. He has got a heart.
He does a double take.
Casey!
The team gets up and crowds around him.
All right, quiet down, quiet down. Well?
Tell him, Casey.
Listen, Mr. McGarry.
McGarry rests his ear on Casey's chest and smiles, looks up at him.
You got a heart.
Look at his smile. That's the one thing I couldn't get him to do.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Just wonderful. I feel like togetherness.
All right, let's get out there.
The team clears out of the locker room. McGarry holds up the jersey.
Here you are, Seven. Go suit up. Togetherness.
Later.
On the ball!
The GM and McGarry watch from the dugout. Casey on the mound. Takes the sign. The windup. The pitch. Going. Going. Gone. Casey smiles and waves. The GM frowns at McGarry. The scoreboard, Giants 1. Later. Casey watches. Going. Going. Gone. Runners trot around the bases. Casey looks at the signs and smiles. The scoreboard, Giants 8. Casey smiles. Winds up. Again, Casey looks up in the air. The scoreboard, Giants 14. Hoboken yet to come to bat. Later in the locker room, McGarry with Casey and Stillman.
All right, I'll listen. I'm a reasonable man, I'll listen to anything. As you well know, Doctor. But maybe you can tell me how 1 minute he can look like three Bob fellas and the next like a tanker with nothing.
Stillman looks down.
Or maybe you can explain, Casey, how you can pitch 9 balls and allow 4 singles, 2 doubles, 2 triples, and a home run.
Shall I tell him, Casey?
Well, somebody tell me.
Casey's got a heart.
All right, so Casey's got a heart.
The thing is, Mr. McGarry, I just couldn't strike those poor fellas out. I didn't have it in me to do that, to hurt their feelings. I felt compassion.
That's it, he's got compassion. See how he smiles? Give a man a heart, Mr. McGarry, particularly someone like Casey, who hasn't been around long enough to understand competitiveness or drive or ego. That's what happens.
I'm sorry, Mr. McGarry. I just can't hurt fellas' careers. Dr. Stillman thinks I should go into social work.
That's right.
I want to help people.
Casey heads for the door. Looks back.
Bye.
And goes out the door. McGarry and Stillman look at each other.
Well, I know somebody you can help for a start. Me.
Perhaps you'd like to keep Casey's blueprints. A little memento might cheer you up.
Patting him on the shoulder.
Bye.
Stillman goes out. McGarry picks up the blueprints, unfolds them, and studies them.
Oh, wait. Hey, Doc, wait a minute.
Heading for the door.
Doc! Hey, Doc, wait a minute.
Stillman walks across the field. McGarry chases after him.
Once upon a time, there was a Major League Baseball team called the Hoboken Zephyrs, who during the last year of their existence wound up in last place and shortly thereafter wound up in oblivion. There's a rumor, unsubstantiated, of course, that a manager named McGarry took them to the West Coast and wound up with several pennants and a couple of World Championships. This team had a pitching staff that made history. Of course, none of them smiled very much, but it happens to be a fact that they pitched like nothing human. And if you're interested as to where these gentlemen came from, you might check under B for Baseball in the Twilight Zone.
Credits. Directed by Robert Parrish and Alvin Ganser. Written and narrated by Rod Serling. Produced by Buck Houghton. Executive producer for Cayuga Productions, Rod Serling. Starring Jack Warden. With Abraham Sofair, Robert Sorrells, and Alan Dexter, Don O'Kelly, Jonathan Hall, Rusty Lane. Director of Photography, George T. Clemens. Production Manager, Ralph W. Nelson. Art Directors, George W. Davis, Merrill Pye. Assistant Director, Don Kloon. Film Editor, Joseph Gluck. Set Decorations, Henry Grace, Keo Gleason. Sound, Frank Milton, Philip Mitchell. Copyright 1960 by Cayuga Productions, Inc. Filmed at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. Audio description by Lou Lasher.